Immigrants. A word that's too often followed by...
criminals. Illegal immigrant criminals. They've got to respect American law.
They do not pay taxes.
And they're taking your jobs.
Perceptions or facts? Let's take a look at what the numbers tell us. First assertion. Immigrants increase the crime rate. Sure. An estimated 11 million undocumented immigrants are in violation of American immigration policies. But overall, FBI data shows that over a span of 20 years, crime has dropped. Violent crime in particular has almost halved. All while the undocumented immigrant population tripled. Last year, U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement removed 139,368 undocumented immigrants that were previously convicted of a crime. Then there's the view that undocumented immigrants are taking jobs from Americans. It's argued they're willing to accept lower wages and poor working conditions. But the data shows it may be more about skills. It's estimated that 8.1 million undocumented immigrants are working or looking for work, which is about 5.1% of the nation's labor force. Yet, in specific jobs like farming, cleaning and maintenance, and construction, undocumented workers make up much larger percentages of each sector. And they're more likely to do those jobs because they don't necessarily require fluency in English or a high school or college diploma. Because 47% of undocumented immigrants have less than a high school education, while only 8% of U.S.-born residents have not graduated from high school. That's why native-born, low-skilled workers are likely to be cashiers, truck drivers, and waiters. So what about the claim that undocumented immigrants aren't paying any taxes? Well, they actually pay more than $11 billion each year in sales, property, and income taxes. Wait. Income tax? That's right. Many undocumented immigrants have ITIN numbers and feed into the tax system that way. And if the U.S. legalized all those immigrant statuses, the additional taxes they would pay would be an estimated $2 billion for roads, schools, and services. That's more than some tax-avoiding Americans, right?